방금 내가 말한 감정 감히 의심하지 마. 그냥 좋다는 게 아니야. What's after life? You who and I is worth the look. And time to old time. Nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You who and I is worth the look. What's after life? You who and I is worth the look. What's after life? You who and I is worth the look. What's after life? 조심해 두 심장에 핀셋 바람이 불꽃이 저
Hi everyone. Oh. Hi everyone. This is DJ Quinoa.
And this is Lucas, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo.
Welcome back to the Slaylist episode 5.
The final episode of this semester
and the year.
Yeah.
But don't be, you know, too sad, because we have a very joyful and merry theme this week, which is Christmas holiday.
Woo.
I threw some songs in. Listening to it out loud, I don't know how appropriate the After Like Holiday remix by IVE is, but I thought it was funny and camp.
I think it's a fun song. I mean, does it have to be good? No, but it is fun.
It's fun. That's true. That's true. But yeah, welcome back, everybody. It's been a while because we didn't have our last show because of Thanksgiving.
Yes,
so
you were away for that.
We are back and better than ever, and hopefully next semester you will see us again.
Woo.
Though we don't figure that out for a while, I think. But yeah, we're back in the studio. We haven't been here in a while. They got new headphones.
Like, yeah, it's quite
okay.
Fancy.
Ooh, thank you to everyone who supports us that we can get these new equipment for the studio, and I hope you continue supporting us like so. And without further ado, we're going to continue on with just a whole playlist, Slaylist, of very fun, very festive Christmas songs. We have a good mix, upbeat.
Yeah, some slower ballads.
Slower ballads.
But both the sentimentality and the joyous spirit of Christmas are present.
Very much, very much so. Please enjoy. Next we have The Carol by Luna.
Mm-hmm.
왠지 따뜻했던 그날 밤 눈꽃이 내려앉은 두 볼에 스치듯 가벼운 너의 입술이 난 아직 잊혀지지가 않아 Beautiful night 그날에 널 기억해 마치 시간을 되돌린 듯 늘 찾아와 주길 속삭임 거쳐간 떨림 Oh Christmas 네가 있던 Merry Christmas 영원할 것 같았던 간절한 이 마음을 전해 I pray on this Christmas 문득 생각이 나 그날 밤 손이 얼어붙은 내 맘을 녹여주던 난 왠지 어제처럼 느껴져 Beautiful night 그날에 널 기억해 마치 운명이 우릴 채운
And that was This Christmas by Taeyeon.
And before that, we had The Carol by Luna. Just wanted to shout them out, you know, so struggling artists. May good energy follow them wherever they may go.
Yeah, losing a member really did them in a little bit.
It's been, I saw this like little graphic of just like all the bad things that happened this year. And like, wow, a lot of bad things have happened.
Yeah, no, for
to
sure.
Groups, girl groups especially. But you know, our thoughts are with them, our prayers are with them as we enter this new year, and hopefully they all find success in their own ways.
I mean, I feel like this whole year though has been like the year of the girl groups in a way.
That's true. But yeah, I guess with all good comes some bad, and that just happens. Ooh.
Oh dear.
Something happened. Anyway, but yeah, so if you're just tuning in, this is our Christmas episode or holiday episode, shall we say. Actually, well, most of these songs are in reference to Christmas in some capacity, so like it is a Christmas episode. Let's
be clear.
I guess we have to. Sorry. We're not trying to take a stand religiously or anything. All holiday celebrations are appreciated here.
Yeah. It's a bit of a shame that K-pop tends to only focus on the Christmas side of things, though.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone in Korea celebrating, like Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Not a lot of pagans or
they're
something.
They're more of like a New Year's girl, if anything.
Oh, I love New Year's. But yeah, I mean, we just have a few songs, and our next one is Twinkle by Lovelies. Not a very overtly holiday song, but, you know, you hear it and it's Christmas.
It certainly is.
Okay.
And that was Snowy Night by Billy, and before that, Twinkle by Lovelies.
One gorgeous queen next to, you know, her not as pretty younger sister.
Don't come for Billy. This is a good song by them.
I liked it. I don't know. This was a really, that was a very out of nowhere release for them, but it was good. It was
good. Yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, my mom played this at my Christmas dinner last year. I think she just wanted to play something vaguely. I think she just put on some random, like, Alexa Christmas playlist, and this was it. And I was like, why are we listening to Snowy Night by Billy? And why is this on this random Alexa Christmas playlist? But who knows?
They know you were listening. Yeah. They saw your K-pop history, and they're like, we're going to give you this song.
Speaking of Christmas, how are you going to spend your Christmas this year?
So, actually, I'm heading to New York right before Christmas for my birthday, which is right around the corner. And then immediately after that, flying out to Europe. I'll be spending Christmas in Paris, which should be fun. I'm not the most keen about a very popular tourist city on a very popular tourist holiday, but
I feel like Christmas is not a big tourist holiday. Most people just stay at home.
That is true. So, I'm sure I'll enjoy the French iteration of Christmas spirit very much.
Great baked goods, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. And pastry. Sure.
So please enjoy. And take pictures, send it to me.
Will do.
I'm going home for Christmas. I will be home for Quizmice, as Camila Cabello would say. And I am beyond excited. And I love being at home in Singapore for Christmas. It's like freaking hot outside, but you know, just
in a way, it's in many ways like a getaway from the cold here.
It is. And like, oh my god, temperature's crazy. Like, why was it today like was kind of icy. Warm on Wednesday and now I'm like freezing? The world doesn't make sense, but who knows. I like your scarf.
Yes.
Is this new?
I got it today from the mailroom. Ooh. I nearly froze on the way there, but after I got it, I was fine.
Okay, I'm describing it. It's like a fuzzy red scarf.
Oversized.
It's like almost like a brick color. Yes. Where's it from?
Banana Republic.
Oh.
Originally, it was very expensive, but it was on like over 50% off. So I was like, you know what? Splurge.
Yeah, we had crazy Black Friday shopping. I bought Crocs, platform Crocs.
Whoa.
I'm bringing... I hope I get them in time to bring them home.
I think platform crops are for Singapore. I don't know if that's the call.
I don't know. You need something easy to take off during TSA, right?
That is true.
I asked my parents to buy me TSA pre-check for Christmas. We'll see. Actually, no.
Is that something you have to buy?
Yeah, it costs like $80. That's like 5 years, though. So, I don't know. It's kind of like a...
I mean, if you travel a lot. Though. I mean, we travel a lot.
I don't travel that much, actually.
Oh, no... Actually, that's true now, yeah.
In and out of America? I don't know. Anyway, but continuing on, we have our next song, Merry and Happy by Twice.
Ooh.
And we'll start that now.
미쳤나봐 네가 내 곁에 거실을 채우는 마법을 피해 도망갈 방법이 있다면 다 해보고 싶어서 다 해봤지 눈과 귀를 다 가려봤지 그런 네가 불쌍했는지 하늘이 날 보내줬지
That was Snowman by April, and before that, Marianne Happy by Twice.
That was your first time listening to that song by April, right?
It's so good.
It's good. It's good.
I was amazed, honestly.
I think right around the time, I think it was maybe the first or second comeback with Chaekyung and Rachel. Mm. So, oh my god, not April too. Oh, April also disbanded.
This year's been the year of the girl groups in both a good and bad way.
I think we had the same conversation during Christian Girl Autumn because we were like, oh my god, all these groups aren't around anymore. It's quite sad. But you know who is still around is BoA.
BoA.
And we're going to play Mary Cree. And I love this song. Yeah, we'll do that now. It's a really good song. Please anticipate with good results.
Time.
And that was Mary Cree by Boa.
What a blast from the past. What a beautiful song. And you know what? They're not making songs like this anymore. I'm sorry. It's sick. Sick. Speaking of sick, winter health PSA. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Just thought everyone needed to know that. I mean, listen, I've been pretty... This is like the first semester in a while I haven't gotten sick, which is really nice.
I've been pretty good too, actually. I haven't gotten sick at all. I mean, I normally don't get sick at all. The only time I got sick is when I got COVID, like... Than I last
got
year.
Sick last fall, and then I got sick last spring.
Yeah, you've been through the ringer.
I don't know. I think it's because I'm really antisocial now. I just sit at home all day and do my little meals.
Ooh, maybe your meals are what's giving you. That's like hell. It's the hell.
Whole full meals.
Full of veggies.
Just came back from Davis Square. I went to the supermarket. I got brown sugar. I'm going to be making gochujang. Caramel cookies. I saw it under the New York Ooh. Times. My friend tried them out and she said, oh my gosh, you have to try this. So I was like, okay. And like, I'm really excited. I think it'll be nice, like the sweet and the spicy. I don't know. I will report back.
Get a bit of warmth.
Yeah. And you know, don't we all need a little bit of warmth right now in the cold? We are approaching winter, everybody. I think we are in winter.
We are in winter.
The days are short.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
One time I like left my place at like 4 because I had been working all day in the morning. It was sun was setting. I got no sunlight that day.
Yeah, like I don't leave home before like 3 p.m. these days. So like it bad. I actually left home early. I went to like, I needed to go outside because I was like, I feel like the big issue is like I'm not going outside.
Same. So, like, I tried that too by going and get a haircut. Didn't quite work out for me, but. Oh. At least I was outside. Yeah, at least I got ramen. You're outside. Had a little day trip in Boston.
I take vitamin D pills. That's how deficient I am. It's bad. Anyway, sorry. That was not a very relevant story, but this is a relevant story. This is Winter Story by LaBoom. Please enjoy.
Shooting star, la 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 la, shooting star, my
미치겠어 네가 너무 그리워 어디서 헤매는 거 맞지 날 보러 와주는 거 맞지 오래오래 기다렸잖아 help me 나를 안아줘
That was Winter Story by LaBoom.
Oh, I love this song.
It's so sweet.
I almost put in the winter remix of Journey to Atlantis, but then I was like, okay, maybe that's too many winter remixes of songs that didn't really need to be a winter remix.
That's fair. And also, we did like Journey to Atlantis before. So
did we?
I think we did like last semester.
I don't know. It's a good song.
It's a good song.
I play it any time of day. But speaking of playing music, hopefully everybody has had a chance to see their Spotify Wrapped, if you
yes.
are of that Spotify faith.
What was your top song?
My top song was Forever One by Girls' Generation. Sometimes the top song is not the best song. Sometimes the top song is just who was there for you when you were, you know, in a dark place.
Mine was DM by Promise9, so...
Do you think that was the best song, or do you think that was a song that was with you when you were in a dark place? I think it's a good song.
It's a good song. I think the issue was for me was that I think at that point in the year, there were no good releases.
That's true.
Because it was simply at the start of the year, they released DM. After that, no one had released like good music until like around the summertime.
Summer was really good. Hey, there was Smiley by Yenna.
I wasn't into Smiley.
Really?
Oh, no, it's not. Cutesy. It was cute, but it's like I wanted them to be like.
But I will say, like, my rap this year, at least it's songs that were released this year. A lot of my songs in my rap last year were not released in that year because last year was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Maybe it was COVID.
It was also COVID.
Let's say that. Even yeah. though that's probably not
I
true.
I think, what was my, I had Tiki Taka in my top three. That was a bit embarrassing.
I love a little summer hit. No, I don't think that's embarrassing. Mine had Roland again. I listen to it to fall asleep sometimes.
You listen to Roland to fall asleep?
I listen to a lot of different songs to fall asleep.
That's
it's
wild.
Like, it's not so much the song, it's just the looping.
Yeah.
That, like, I just need, like, monotonous noise to, like, fall asleep. And, like, there's some good songs for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go for, like, a depressing song. But, like, I don't know. It works, and I don't question it.
I listen to sad, like, classical music. And that's why my Spotify rap called me an adventurer. Because I covered so many genres.
Mine was like devotee or something. It's just, they just said you listen to songs over and over again. I was like, yeah, that's true.
That's so true. You literally have them on repeat when
no,
they release.
No, like my most played playlist is my on repeat playlist. Like I don't listen to, like,
that's
it's
fair.
A meritocracy in my Spotify. I'm sorry.
That's
like,
fair,
it's
yeah.
just like once you make it to the top, you just, well,
yeah.
then I add new things to it. Like I just listen to one song over and over again so I know it'll make it onto my on repeat so then I can add it to my rotation. It's really bad. Yeah, but a lot of good songs this year. And speaking of good songs, so Forever One was my top song, and then my top artist was also Girls' Generation. So
mine was 17.
Big So-won here.
I'm afraid.
Oh,
I was listening to the 17 album a lot like in the summer. It was good, Hot, and that like album as a whole was pretty good. Hot individually as a song though, can't relate, but like. As an album, it was decent. A body of work.
Love Girls' Generation. Love them so much that our next song is also by Girls' Generation.
Woo.
TTS. This is Dear Santa. I actually have this song on my, like, the English version on my, like, regular Christmas playlist.
I have that one, too.
It's good.
It's good.
But this is a Korean version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Funky and it fights.
And that was Funky Glitter Christmas by NMIX.
I don't think the song is particularly good or anything. I actually don't really care for it. But, you know, thought I'd pay respects to Jenny, who recently departed.
Yeah. Also, I guess it has,
the group, not... Oh, my God, sorry. Yeah, she left the group.
Yes.
I thought that sounded a little bit like she had died. She did not die. Who knows what happened? My personal theory is that she heard the next single, and she was like, oh, no, I can't stay here.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
That's fair. I'll say the song's, like, good, because it does cover, like, a good amount of, like, references. So it's, like, we didn't play any actual, like, it's Christmas films. So it has, like, reference. It's good, you know.
Before that, you had Dear Santa by Girls' Generation, TTS. A classic.
Truly, truly legendary.
It pains me to say that we are at the end of our hour and our very last show of the year.
What can you do?
What
can you do?
How has the semester been for you?
It's been both quite rewarding, very rough. I've done a lot. I've achieved a lot, but I'm also struggling, so...
I think the same. I think I've achieved... I don't know if I've achieved a lot, but I think I've thought a lot about who I am and, like, myself, and I think I am a lot more confident. School-wise, struggling. Yeah. Something about junior falls have been really rough for me since high
That's
school.
That's so true. Junior falls brutalize junior everyone.
Junior falls kind of bad for me, but... Yeah, you know, academically could be better, but I'm surviving, I'm thriving, so overall, I feel like I had a good semester.
Same here.
Let's hope next semester will be good.
Better fortunes in our cards.
And for the last time in 2022, this is Lucas.
And DJ Quinoa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Muttonford Tufts Freeform Radio. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, y'all.
Or should I say Merry Christmas in advance? This is Merry Christmas in Advance, playing us off by IU featuring Chundong.
하얀 눈이 내려올 때면 온 세상이 물들을 때면 꽃이 피었나 또 빛이 나 눈이 부신 나처럼
Yeah girl You should know that The heart beats like